Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. It's October. It's spooky season, which means it is a season of witches. Witch is a word with serious baggage. It is a cackling caricature beside a gingerbread house in the children's picture book. It's a tradition of the fantasy genre. It is a perennial Halloween costume, complete with broomstick and pointy hat. It is an insult that gets thrown at female politicians, and a dangerous accusation once leveled against peasants and queens alike. It's a word that could get you killed in many ways and many places. Witch brings with it the ducking stool and the stake. Witch is a storybook and power fantasy and belief and crime and slur. Witches are an integral part of the fairy tale world, so for October, I bring you stories with witches in them. And today's story is from Papua New Guinea, called Tauhau and the Witch. On that note, it's story time. The story begins by introducing us to Tauhau, a hero armed with a magic disc that allows him to see what other people cannot, and to change his shape however he wishes. It is the sort of possession that gives you confidence, which is why he decides to take a day trip to an island where nobody else ever goes. Nobody, because nobody ever comes back. Tauhau thinks it's time to change all that. Arriving on the island, he searches for any trace of another living creature, but finds none. It's a bit of an anticlimax. It being such a hot day, Tauhau curls up under a tree to take a nap, only to be attacked by a swarm of mosquitoes. At least, they look like mosquitoes. When Tauhau takes up his magic disc, however, they are revealed as black bats with unearthly gleaming eyes. Tauhau promptly changes himself into an ant and hides under the disc. And when the bats go for the disc, its edges turn so sharp that they are forced to retreat. The bats who are most badly wounded turn, unexpectedly, into black stones. The others hide and wait. Tauhau, nothing daunted, goes back to sleep. The remaining bats turn into trees and coral rocks and come creeping closer and closer. Tauhau is woken abruptly by the fierce nudge of his magic disc. He blinks at the trees. They stop moving. He looks at the rocks. They stop moving. Tauhau is more amused than intimidated. When the creatures get close enough to be a concern, Tauhau holds out his magic disc and laughs to watch his enemies hasty retreat. So the island is now a lot more interesting, worth a bit more exploration. Tauhau starts walking through the forest. Suddenly, he hears footsteps behind him and the sound of someone's breathing. When Tauhau coughs, something coughs with him. When he hums, it hums. When he stops walking, it stops too. Tauhau experiments a little. He throws a stone into the bushes, and his pursuer does the same. Tauhau thinks that this being, whatever it is, wants him to turn around, so he does not do that. He just keeps walking. By moonrise, he has emerged onto a grass plain and sits beside a well to rest his legs. idly glancing at the reflection of the moon in the water. Tao Hao is startled to see his pursuer reflected there instead. A thin, ragged old woman who is pointing and grinning at him. Tao Hao finally turns to look. The old woman leaps past him into the well. She sinks to the bottom, which is the expected thing if you jump in wells, then rises up again, which is not. When she returns, she is devastatingly beautiful, not to mention exquisitely dressed. She embraces Tao Hao and sings sweetly of her loneliness and her urgent need to kiss him. Tao Hao bends his head, their lips almost touch. Fortunately, his disc intervenes, jumping into his hand, and as it does so, Tao Hao hears the wailing of spirit voices, warning him of doom. This woman is why none of the men who came to the island ever came back again. Tao Hao hits her in the face with his disc and pelts off as fast as he can. Returning to the form of an old woman, the witch comes snarling after him, lashing out with clawed hands. With every step, she grows taller and her voice grows louder, until she is taller than the trees and screaming like a gale. Tao Hao manages to keep just ahead of her, plunging down the beach into his canoe. When he looks back, he sees a vast shadowy shape of her pacing at the water's edge and shrieking furiously. But she cannot reach him, and Tao Hao returns home unscathed. The end. I realize this witch is very frightening, and that she's killed a lot of people, and that she turns into a giant when she's angry. And none of those are good things. But I have to admit, I'm kind of pleased she gets to keep her island. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.